That is the absolute pinnacle.
Good morning. So you're probably watching this because you want to see what it's like to live in the life of a young multimillionaire, right? The real life. Not some dick measuring competition like most of these videos are. You know, let's book some bougie shit and show everyone how rich we are. That's not real life, that's lame. What I'm gonna show you is what life is actually like. Because the truth is, if you've got any kind of money, you wanna keep that money, you wanna keep earning money. And so you've got employees to think about, you've got clients to think about, you've got a business to run. I'm addicted to this shit. You don't just start and get addicted and then stop when you earn some cash. You run and you work on that business day in, day out, and that's what I'm going to show you over the next few days. I haven't got any plans for this video. I'm just going to let the camera roll and you can see what I'm actually doing. The authentic experience. Maybe it'll be entertaining, maybe it won't. Who cares? It's real life, right? So I'm on the beach right now. I just went for a quick run. It's hot as hell. I'm in Cape Town, South Africa. I'll explain why shortly, but I'm from the UK. My name's Jordan Platton. I made my first million at 25. I'm now 29, working towards my 10th. And I'm talking cash, not revenue like most. So yeah, get back to the car. And then we'll get started with the day. Okay, back home. First things first, supplements. First thing in the morning, with breakfast, lunch, evening. I started working with a health optimization coach. Literally just peak performance, get them on brain, on point. About 2 years ago now, I take 38 supplements. This is kind of adapted this over the course of the years. Mainly herbs, not vitamins, natural remedies, vitamins you kind of piss out. And so yeah, get these in. Normally after either a hike in the morning or the gym, depending on the day, depending on what I'm working. But my key is I just take a shake, I barely eat breakfast. I just want to keep myself as optimized as possible in the daytime and just eliminate brain fog. I think it's so important to protect your brain when you're working on the computer every day. I see myself as a brain athlete in many cases. That's how I treat and protect my brain. Shoot me. Fuck, what happened there? Attempt two. Nothing worse than a clumpy shake. Okay, let's do it. Quick apartment tour. So this is a city apartment, call it a penthouse I suppose, it's an Airbnb. I'm here for 6 weeks, actually moving to another place on the coast in a few days time. It's beautiful, I love just like the airy environment. I love being in the city centre, contrasting live back at home in the UK. It's pure countryside and I'm out in the sticks, I'm about half an hour outside of the city. So this is it's a very contrasting life for me, which I wanted to see. So this is where I work, you can see behind me, I've got a desk. It's a very bright space and I think that's exactly what I wanted to gain from coming to South Africa. We've got places I can chill, I can come sit here and just like read in the afternoon or in the evenings sometimes. And now we've got the evening sun, the benefit of being out here. In the UK, it's 4 p.m, sunset, and so it's dark, man, it's so dark. And so I wanted to get away. I've always wanted to get away for the winters. It's always been a dream of mine, like being at home. Everyone gets miserable in the UK. January, February, March is a very strange place in the UK and a lot of places in Europe because of the fact that it's dark until 9 a.m. It's dark at 4 p.m. onwards. And so when you're working in those 9 to 5 hours, you have no life outside of it. And so they can get a little bit strange. And so for me, I've always wanted to get away for January, February, March, which is the time I'm here in Cape Town. Did it the same again last year. And I, you know, it's strange because I've always seen other people doing it and I've always had the financial, I say always, probably for the last 4 or 5 years, I've had the financial means to be able to do so. But I never have because I convinced myself that I wouldn't be as productive if I moved away to another country. And ironically, I'm so much more productive here than I am at home, especially at this time of year, because when I got here, I unlocked another half of the day instantly because it's dark at 4 p.m. in the UK. And so I can sit here and I can grind out. I normally probably work about 8 hours whilst I'm here in the daytime. Some of you might be shocked at that. Like I still work long hours because I want to, out of choice, not necessity. Just because you've made a few million with your business doesn't mean that you can just come away from it and not work at all. As an entrepreneur, we have that obsession with progression. Yeah, that's what drives us. You know, I always want to be sat there grinding away, hitting the next milestone, you know, what is next? That's always what I'm looking at. And so for me, I can still work full-time hours And then in the evening, I can go do what I want. I can go hike a mountain. I can go kayaking on the sea. Literally 2 weeks ago, I started kayaking on the sea and I saw two orcas for 2 hours. Killer whales, kid you not. See if we can throw some footage up. It's just an incredible lifestyle out here. Like, my favorite place on the planet. So, yeah, looking forward to you seeing it. Work block one done. I say work blocks, I always try and work in blocks of 90 minutes. You're meant to be the most efficient that way, but it definitely doesn't always work that way. I'll be frank with you guys. Normally I just sit at the desk and just bosh out as much work as I can and just be as focused as I can for as long as I can till my brain starts procrastinating. And then I'll take like a 10 minute break, I'll have a coffee or sometimes go for a walk or something. But for now, it's a good opportunity to talk to you guys because so many of you have been asking for this updated day in the life. It's probably been 2.5 or maybe 3 years since I last did a day in life, and life has changed an awful lot since then, and what I work on now has changed a lot as well. Albeit I spend most of my time working on sales systems and kind of guiding the team, I now spend an awful lot on hiring and developing the existing team that we've got. I think you hit a certain operational level as a business. When you're in the millions, you need to be making sure that you have A players on your team. You can no longer just outsource to people at the cheapest rate possible and get low quality talent and not really care about the results of it. You have to be focused on getting A players who are better than you at the task that you are trying to achieve. And it's not easy to source that talent. So I spend a lot of my time nurturing the team and making sure everyone's got what they need in order to be successful. That's in both companies. So I own a marketing agency and I also own an education business where I help other marketing agencies launch, build and scale. I have a business partner in the marketing agency who takes the majority of the workload, really runs the day-to-day operations of the business, and then that allows me just to be focused on the things that I want to be focused on, so sales systems and visionary stuff and kind of leading the direction of the company. You're actually going to meet him. He's coming out to Cape Town in a couple of days. It's his 30th. See if we can record some of the stuff we've got planned if we're in a fit way of doing so. But yeah, that's what life's looking like now. A lot of sales systems, a lot of hiring, a lot of visionary stuff, but it's the stuff I enjoy the most. So let's get back into it. And then I think we're going to go for some lunch in about an hour from now.
Have you guys actually gone out to like clubbing or not?
I've gone out so much over the years. I used to run nightclub events.
Oh yeah, sure.
And more bar events. I've like 4 nights a week. And I've just drank a lot over the years. And so I'm not massively into drink
as
much anymore.
You did that in your 20s, didn't you?
But I love a rave. Yeah, so like once a quarter, yeah. I'll go to like a proper rave.
Like an old time something.
Like yeah, proper. Yeah. I've always said this. I think like a lot of people, especially in like their early stages, They will prioritize money above like everything else, and like and it's so backwards. And I did that for years. Like you prioritize not quite for years. Even before I started the company, when I was in jobs, I'd always like, well, what job can I get to earn as much money as possible? What can I do? And then you just end up being miserable. And then the same in business.
On passion.
When you then realize like your customers and like your service and everything is like, if you just focus on that and delivering like the best service, like empowering other people, then you infinitely make as much money as you want. Like, it's a byproduct.
It's the weirdest thought when you initially start something.
Yes.
That the byproduct will become like your main setting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
the byproduct is your main focus.
It's a weirdest shift that your mind goes into. Yeah.
I like what that guy said that when we went kayaking, he said the way he figured out what he wanted to do with his career, he understood what his passion was, and then he believed that the way that your career should go, it should be, how can I make that passion more abundant,
yeah,
whether or not that's teaching people about it, going through the legal route, like whatever your passion is, there's lots of different avenues you can go.
Spread the passion.
Spread that passion so there's more of that passion in the world for you.
Yeah, I agree.
And for the people around you.
I'm Zander, nice to meet you.
When are you moving to up here? Is it like this week?
Saturday. It's somewhere over there, I don't know where, it's like somewhere over there. I looked on the map and I was like, you're really close, so I think it's just over there.
But I like to just kind of like just be like, hey guys, I know you guys want to talk business, but let's just let's enjoy success a little bit. Let's not talk about business, you know? Let's be present.
Fine.
If we want to talk, let's talk while we're eating, while we're drinking a glass of wine. But I ain't trying to fucking spend 8 hours on a beautiful, like, sunset talking to you about, hey, this is how you structure your sales offer or whatever. Like,
I'd love to sit in front of a sunset talking about, like, how to structure my sales offer.
Nah, I'm
okay. So I'm like, that sounds like a bit of me, bro.
How did you get started in the agency space?
Zoom back, I got kicked out of university. I was studying architecture. I was running like a nightclub events business, and I just wasn't descending, and so I was just going out all the time. And then I jumped into sales, got myself in loads of debt, and I thought, how do I pay this off quickly? It was making relatively decent money at like 21, but like very unfilled. And so then I was like looking at online business, and it was this at the time of like Tai Lopez. Okay. Was like promoting SMMA and ramming that down people's throat. For me, that was a logical decision. Amazon FBA and like e-commerce and everything, there was a friction point because I had no experience in that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But an agency is just a sales business.
Yeah.
So it just made sense for me to jump into that. It was logical.
Okay.
So I just reached out to, whilst I was working full time, every company in my local area, classic lead gen, classic restaurants, gyms, dentists, chiropractors, like all the OG niches. Within 2 weeks, signed up my first two clients. If I had enough to live but not enough to thrive, then I would leave. Mm. And so I quit. 3 months later, hit 10K. 6 months later, it was about 30K. And then merged agencies and the rest has been history.
How have you seen the industry shift?
But the industry has changed so much. I think like it used to be the case that there was, I mean, at least when I first started, there was like three people educating on starting agencies. And I think that's got pros and it's got cons. It's great that there's now this huge variety of content out there and this huge variety of different angles that you can go down. But it also creates this decision fatigue from like the eyes of the consumer or people that want to get into the industry because like, I'll start a paid ads agency and then, oh, that's hard. Let me move into SEO. Let me do UGC and just jump into, let me do lead generation, whatever that may be. And the only thing that has stayed consistent throughout all that time is that it's still fucking hard to build a successful agency.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And this is for me, like kind of like my thesis is that the more people go to automations, the more people try to do, you know, videos and try to sell people just through systems and online funnels. I feel like the more the human connection over the phone is actually working really better because, you know, you're doing this, but the, you know, outbound dials or to leads, everyone is doing it. I've yet to see anyone who's doing like millions of dollars per month who's either doing it through DM setting or cold email or any cold calling. It's all dialing to the people.
Yeah, those warm dials are so important, I think. Things have changed a lot since I started and probably when you started, like in like 5 or 6 short years. Like the online make money space right now is there is so much content. Like there's such a crazy amount of content. And so many people just, they're all trying to one-up each other. It's like this battle of egos. Yeah. Like, I've got a Lambo. Well, I've got a Rolls Royce. Well, I've got a Bugatti. And I make this much a month. I make this much. Or I make this much revenue. I have this much cash collected. Like, everyone's just like, just dick measuring constantly in this industry. And so because of that, there's all these people, these consumers that are looking at it and like, well, he's just 25 years old. He's just like me. He lives around the corner. He does this. Oh, he's got the same backstory as me. And there's just so many things to relate to that they think it's so reachable for them. They think it's going to be so easy. Like the key and the secret really to selling to B2C is like, you watch any of my content and I'm like, this is going to be fucking hard. This is going to be the most difficult thing you've ever done. This is going to be way more difficult than you've ever done in a 9-to-5 job. You're going to do shit that you don't want to be doing. You're going to sacrifice your weekends. You're going to sacrifice your friendship. You're going to sacrifice family. You're going to sacrifice everything for this. I say it how it is all the time in every piece of content. I never sugarcoat it. I don't do any large, bold claims about making certain amounts of money or signing a crazy amount of clients. Everything I say is very realistic. And because of that, we then attract the right people. Mm. They jump in and they already have the right expectation. The first video people watch in our program is going through this path they're going to take and telling them they're going to eat shit for a very long time and it's going to be really difficult. And if people don't like it at that point, and we still have a very small refund percentage because the content they've watched beforehand feeds them into that. But most content, like 95% of the content, is the antichrist of that. It's because most people think, well, if I want to sell people into my program, then I need to make it look as easy as possible. I need to make it look like the path is as easy or as the path, there's the least resistance.
Yeah.
But actually, that goes against getting the best customers in. If you tell them it's going to be difficult and you make it very clear to them, I think that is the key, really, to making getting good customers and making good revenue going into the next year and going on forward. I think the over-promising and the I think people are going to get wise to it.
Hey. I'm just going to start just documenting a little bit. And I feel like if you can figure out a way to document as you build things, because wouldn't it be beautiful?
Good.
If you document, like, maybe this new program, and you're like, every day,
And when it launches, you it drop would. A series where you're like, hey, here's
this is me building it. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Have a wicked evening, yeah? Have a good one.
Exactly what it is. It's basically for agency owners, but for your business, not for your ads. Look at the fucking revenue we did in January.
These moments. It's what we fucking live for.